Hello, I'm Alex Papanikolaou from the Western Sydney University, and this is Science in a Cup, where a scientist explains one word or phrase that has a special meaning to them. With us today is Dr. Yalin Liao from the John Curtin School of Medical Research from the Australian National University in Canberra. Yalin, can you please explain to us briefly what your research is about?
Yes, so I research on pediatric nutrition. In particular, I study the complexities of human milk, proteins and RNAs during the first year of lactation.
Can you please explain some of the basic techniques that you're using?
Yeah, I use a variety of fundamental analytical biochemistry method. Western blotting, I believe not only myself, but also virtually everybody who works in the life science laboratories utilize on a daily basis to ask wide range of scientific questions. And in Western technique, the Western does not have a geographic location meaning as how it is in your university, but it describes a method that detects specific proteins of interest in a complex sample, either qualitatively or semi-quantitatively.
So what does quantitatively and semi-quantitatively mean?
It does not give a specific number, but it can compare in between different samples.
So can we use it for like diagnosing a disease? So for example, if I have a virus in my bloodstream, you can compare it with someone who is healthy and then tell me if I have this virus or not?
Yes, some of the disease would have marker proteins expressed, and often the pathological laboratories use ELISA to do a high throughput screening, and then Western blot is often used as a gold standard to confirm the results for the doctors to report.
So how will a Western blot work in practice in the laboratory?
Western blot often is performed in three sequential steps. First, a complex of proteins are separated on the gel matrix by electrophoresis, and this separation is usually based on the mass of the protein, but also can be based on the charges or the shapes of the proteins. And then, number two, to facilitate the protein detection, the proteins from the fragile gel matrix are transferred to a membrane material that's thin and strong. And then the proteins are detected by antigen-antibody-based hybridization. And usually the antibody carries either fluorescence or an enzyme that can catalyze a reaction to produce chemiluminescence for detection.
So why is this technique called a Western blot?
Right, that is actually quite interesting. Apart from calling this technique Western, we sometimes use the full name Western blotting. And there are two other major blotting techniques for detecting macromolecules, namely southern blotting for DNA and northern blotting for RNA. They all use very similar principles, but were not developed at the very same time. Southern blotting appeared first in 1975, invented by Edwin Southern at Stanford. And the naming of this DNA detection technique was at that time only in recognition of its inventor, whose last name is Southern. And then 2 years later, in 1977, a group of scientists invented an RNA detection blotting technique, and assigning this northern blotting to the RNA detection method was at that time some considered it a very cute scientific joke because it was only following the southern blotting naming. But nevertheless, when soon after, around 1979, when Western blot was developed by the scientists in the US and Switzerland, they more or less followed the blotting techniques naming conventions.
So is there an Eastern one as well?
Yes, there is, but they are far less frequently used than these three major blotting techniques. None of them have a geographic location meaning.
So is it something I could do at home?
No, I don't think so, because Western blotting involves very specialized apparatus, gel running tanks, and transfer apparatus, and most importantly, at the end of it, it requires a light source. Usually we will need a light chamber and softwares, so it's got to happen in the laboratory.
So what kind of advice would you give to young adults today that are thinking of studying in life sciences?
Studying life science nowadays is very exciting because there are many, many new techniques coming out so frequently. But a fundamental technology such as Western is really worth of getting head around, really master it. It is the basis for developing all those new techniques and really being able to do very nice Western blotting is fundamental to the research, no matter what, almost no matter what disciplines you're in, and it's will get you a job.
And this was Dr. Yalin Liao from the John Curtin School of Medical Research at the Australian National University. Yalin is actually moving to Murdoch University in a week or so. So thank you so much for coming to West Sydney and giving this interview, and hope we'll have you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.